K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden, and joining me on the telephone right now is Max Gresham. Max drives the number 8 for Sharp Gallagher Racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Hi, Max.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Just enjoying another beautiful race day at a racetrack.
Are you racing today?
Actually, with Sharp Gallagher Racing, testing with a new kid for one of our late models for next season. So just trying to get ready, just helping out, doing what I can.
All right. Well, for those of you who don't know, the NASCAR season is officially over. The Truck Series race was on Friday. You finished 22nd. Can you talk a little bit about how that race went for you?
Yeah, you know, our finish was really poor considering how well we ran all day. We were constantly in the top 15, top 10 some of the time. Had a real strong Made in USA Chevy. There at the end of the race, we got caught up in some stuff none of our own doing, and unfortunately, that's just with a poor finish there in the end of the season. And I hate it for my guys and everyone at Sharp Gallagher Racing because they really tried hard to give me a good trek for the last race, and we were decent. So I wish that we hadn't got caught up on those last few little incidents there. But, you know, that's racing, and you know, it's a bummer to go out like that.
What's your impression of Homestead Miami Speedway?
I like it. I've raced there 3 times now, and it's an awesome facility. You know, you can run top or bottom, really just depending on where your truck's set up for, and it allows for some great racing and great action, especially for the fans. And I hope I can go back and race there next year. I just wish we got to race there twice a year.
It's neat with the restarts and everybody fans out. That's not something that you see at every racetrack.
Yeah, for the restarts are cool because a lot of the guys want to dive to the bottom and try and make the track shorter. Where there in the last few laps, I was up top, because I could keep it wound up and really pick up some spots. So the restarts always are interesting, and the racing is the same way because there's always something happening. There's always someone trying to pass or someone trying to make time up, and it's a really cool facility, and I just wish there were more tracks like it.
Can you sum up your 2013 season and what you expect for 2014?
Yeah, you know, we had a strong season. It was a growing year for myself and everyone at Sharp Gallagher Racing. I didn't really have a teammate much of the year, so that was kind of a little difficult, but you know, we were able to persevere and just keep fighting and bring home some solid finishes. I wish we could have won a race or a pole or something like that, but we did what we could. And next year's looking up. Sharp Gallagher Racing should have some new drivers, hopefully, and hopefully I'll be able to run a full-time for them next year in the trucks again.
Now, how did you get into the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series?
Well, it started way back when I was 8. Well, growing up, I grew up on a farm my grandfather owned, and I always had, like, little field go-karts and stuff like that to play in. And when I turned 8, my grandfather bought a Bandolero and said, here, let's go try this and race with some and see what we can do with it. And, you know, it kind of started there, and I just grew and to the point where a couple of years ago I won the K&N Championship, and now I'm a full-time Truck Series driver. So it's been a long path, but I've just slowly grown and grown and grown.
What do you enjoy most about driving in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series?
The competition level. The competition level is like nothing I've ever raced against. There's 5 to 10 guys that could win any race every week, and they're all so close. You know, it could come down to the matter of one mess up in one corner or even, you know, one time down pit road. One little mess up could cost you the race. And it's a lot of fun just trying to fight and gouge and put yourself in position to win every lap.
So this year, the Truck Series got to race on dirt at Eldora Speedway. I saw you race there. Was that a lot of fun for you?
It was. You know, it's completely new. I don't really have a dirt background, and I don't have a whole lot of experience running dirt, so to go and do that was pretty cool. And to finish 10th and be one of the highest-finishing Truck Series regulars was phenomenal for myself and my team and everyone involved. It's cool to go and make a name and do something cool like that every once in a while.
So what do you do now in the off-season?
Well, this off-season I'll be spending most of my time down in South Georgia. My grandfather owns Live Oak Plantation, and I'm going to be spending time down there guiding hunting trips and working on the property and doing stuff like that. And I usually try and spend most of my time in the woods or fishing or doing something like that during my off season.
Any advice for any of the folks around here who might be thinking about a racing career?
Yeah, for me, the biggest thing was getting into some equipment that I was capable of driving, and decent equipment, really. I mean, starting off when I was young, it was all about just getting the laps and going somewhere new and figuring a new place out and doing that kind of stuff. I never ran the same place 2 weeks in a row, and I would advise people in the same position trying to do something like that is stick and move. You run a few races in a place and then move to a new place, and then come back after you've gone to a new place and see how you've grown and what you've learned.
Well, good luck to you in the 2014 season, and hope to talk to you again.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it. It's been a blast.
That's Max Gresham. He drives the number 8 for Sharp Gallagher Racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series.